time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, good. Just fine. Thank you very much. Liked the nice weather yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Spring-like. Melting going on.
Went for a walk and walked by Debtors, and Tom Capel comes walking out and says, "It's just way too nice for January." He's just shaking his head and seeing people walk by the store.
But he was still at work.
Yeah.
That's because he was feeling pretty good about himself because he didn't have to go out and clean snow off cars.
That's true.
We know how those guys roll. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning. That's the nice thing about the appliance business. You never have to go out and clean snow off a refrigerator.
That's good.
Sometimes out of a refrigerator, but not necessarily off of one. How are you this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you.
Tell us about W&S.
Use front-load washers. Have two of those to choose from. One of them practically new. 17-cubic-foot refrigerator that's practically all refrigerator. Very small freezer. Two used refrigerators with top freezer. Three side-by-sides. Two of them practically new. Three used refrigerators with bottom freezers. One used gas range in very good condition. Use 30-inch electric ranges. Have three of those to choose from. One of them near new. Three used automatic washers. Match washer-dryer set. Two over-the-range microwave hood combinations, one demo model, one with some slight damage at a very big discount. Used 20-cubic-foot upright freezer, good working condition, and a used 55,000 BTU gas space heater, natural gas, in excellent condition. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver and install all the old heater away and take care of the service after the sale. Freezers, chest and upright, most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Dishwashers, convertible, portable, or built-in. Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Some closeouts on some models, and of course, we deliver, install, and yes, we take care of the service after the sale. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. Have you been following at all the activity going on out in space these days? Have you paid much attention at all to this massive solar flare, solar storm, solar shot into space, whatever you want to call it, these days? You know, I heard Harvey Freeze talking about it the other day here on the air, talking about it on the forecast and stuff with a little bit about that, because those meteorologist guys, they kind of like the stuff that goes out into space, too. But if you haven't looked at much of this stuff, it's kind of interesting to see some of the pictures and also take a look at some of the video that NASA has as well. I was looking at some video on the at the National Geographic .com website, and they've got NASA video of this actual shot into that came off of the sun into space, and a couple of different viewpoints of it. They have another one where you actually see the particles just shooting off into space. Early Monday morning, they said this event occurred. It says the largest solar storm that they've recorded since 2003 in the last 8 years, and it's shot off a giant wave of charged particles from the sun into space. Now, you know that the sun is a long way from here. Don't ask me to quote how far. I don't remember, but it's a long way from here. The particles that came off of the sun, they said they reached the Earth roughly 35 hours after it happened, which means that they were traveling at about 3 million miles an hour.
Is that fast?
Let me repeat that. 3 million miles an hour. You think that guy on the interstate zipping by, it was moving pretty fast. 3 million miles an hour. But it shot out what they call a coronal mass ejection, a CME. It's a cloud of superheated gas and charged particles that shot off over there. Now, why is that a big deal? Does it signal the end of the Earth? No, no, no. Don't get the Mayan calendar out and start looking around at that kind of stuff. But it's one of those things that can cause some issues here closer to home. One of the first things NASA was asked about after they announced that this had happened was, well, what about the folks that are up on the International Space Station right now? Are they at any risk at all? And the answer is no, they're fine. But there are some things that can come up, some good and some not so good here on Earth. And they said that when these CMEs actually strike the Earth, that the charged particles, what they do is they beat up on the planet's protective magnetic field, and it causes geomagnetic storms that can trigger things like, for example, if you're in parts of the world where you can see the aurora borealis, the northern lights, It can cause some brilliant auras up there. And they said the sky watchers in Scandinavia, Alaska, and Canada especially were already reporting a surge in the northern lights. And they were expecting strong activity last night into today. And there's some pretty neat pictures of some of that stuff, too. But those big solar storms like that also can cause some different issues here on Earth, like, for example, electrical disruptions to power grids. The electrical folks just love to hear of all the activity there on the sun, because it can immediately affect things here on Earth in that direction. But it can also damage some satellites that are orbiting in the atmosphere, and also interfere with things like GPS signals, for example, or radio, television communications, or even airline flights. In fact, there were several flights the other day after it was announced early Monday morning that this had happened. There were some airlines that actually rerouted some of their flights, especially the ones that were going to go long distance, and they were going to go up and over the North Pole or around that area because the poles are more susceptible to getting hit, apparently. But they rerouted some of these flights or postponed some of them. It wasn't so much because they were afraid that something would happen to the airplane. It was more so that they would risk losing communication with the airplane, and I suppose that's about the scariest thing for a pilot, is suddenly not having anyone to talk to, and the folks on the ground suddenly not having any communication anymore with that airplane. So they were really concerned about that, so they rerouted a few of the flights, especially those long-distance flights that were going to be going for 8 to 10 hours. But they said that there was going to be quite strong, that first solar flare that they measured, and they said it produced a substantial wave of solar radiation. They haven't seen anything like that since October of 2003. It was the last time they had measured anything like that, and the solar radiation was really at strong levels, and they said it would those things typically persist for a couple of days until the entire storm passes the Earth. And they said at that point they've had some sporadic radio blackouts in some of the high-latitude regions, and as they mentioned, some rerouting of some polar airline flights as well. But airlines who conduct flights across the polar regions were particularly concerned about those solar storms because the particles from the CMEs get funneled by the Earth's magnetic field so that they become concentrated around the poles. That's why they were a little bit more concerned about things going up around the North Pole. So they said the long-distance flights across the polar regions, they can't always use satellite-based communication. They sometimes rely on the traditional radio communication methods. But during a solar radiation storm, there are frequently extended periods of radio blackout. So adhering to federal aviation regulations, they say, then becomes a problem because flights are required to remain in communication at all times. So they weren't sure that could happen. So despite the airline's precautions, the solar storm is actually considered to be a moderate one, and it isn't expected to cause major disturbances to ground or space-based assets. But they said it could have been much worse. Some of the experts were saying that the CME was big, with over a billion tons of mass behind it barreling through interplanetary space, so it probably had the capability of causing some damage. They said that we pretty much dodged a bullet because the CME didn't directly hit Earth's magnetic field. They said we got pretty lucky in that it only got a glancing blow from the storm and that Earth didn't feel its full effect. Now, they said, for example, in March of 1989, a severe geomagnetic storm caused a massive power blackout in the Canadian province of Quebec, plunging millions into darkness for 9 hours. I remember that now. I forgot all about that until they brought it up. But they said thanks to improved computer modeling and a flotilla of sun monitoring satellites, space weather researchers now have been able to refine their forecasts to the point that they know where, down to just a few hours, when a solar storm actually might arrive. They said they're really pleased with how precise the predictions were for when that CME would hit the other day, and they said their models were only off by about 13 minutes from the actual arrival time. So that's pretty good, I guess, when you're tracking something that's moving 3 million miles an hour. How fast does your head have to swivel to see something go by at 3 million miles an hour, huh? The sun, as they said, is currently headed toward solar maximum in 2013, And that's when it'll reach peak activity. The sun has a natural 11-year cycle, and that'll be 2013 will be the year that it reaches its peak again. And the space weather forecasters are also expecting a definite uptick in the power and frequency of these different solar storms. And that makes the monitoring and prediction efforts, of course, very critical. They said as we approach 2013, they do expect to see more intense solar blasts on the sun, and some of them will no doubt be directed toward the Earth. So they are definitely taking a close watch of that, because they say we're in the path for more of these kinds of events in the future, and who knows how they'll go down the road. But if you get a chance to get online and check some of those things out, you might want to check some of those out. That's, like I said, the pictures are interesting, but some of the video that NASA has put up is pretty impressive, too, when you see some of the strength and some of the power of those solar flares. It's pretty impressive. You need to take a look at that. We need to turn things back over to Kendall Warren here this morning. He'd like to tell you a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got Holland gas grills, no flare-ups, and a lifetime burner guarantee. We do have those in stock. Water softeners by Luxury, assembled in Iowa. Cabinet models or split tank systems. Free test of water for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S Appliance. Ranges gas and electric by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and Frigidaire. Full line of freestanding on display, full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Lots of refrigerators in stock by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, LG, and Frigidaire. Got over 60 models in stock, so good selection of models, colors, and prices. Do have some exceptionally good buys on some very popular French door bottom freezer models, and of course side-by-sides, and bottom freezers and top freezers. Stop and see us. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. It's Thursday. I'll be there till late this evening. Got coffee's on, and then peanuts are out. Jim?
All right. Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.